Bismillah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning to his existence and no ending. He exists without a place, without a direction. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al, family and companions. I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us the sincere intention and proper comprehension. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Iman أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره, which means the belief is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the day of judgment, and to believe in His destiny. The belief in Allah is to believe that Allah Ta'ala exists without a beginning and without an ending. He has no partners to him in Godhood. He does not need any of his creation. He existed before creating the throne, the skies, and places without needing them. After creating the throne, the skies, and places, he still exists without needing them. One must also believe that Allah Ta'ala does not resemble any of His creations. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, whatever you imagine in your mind, be certain that Allah is different from it. All what you imagine is created, and the Lord does not resemble His creation. Allah is also attributed with having the perfect knowledge and power. All what takes place in the world takes place by the will and knowledge of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and what Allah did not will to be shall not be. The proper belief in the angels. One must believe that Allah Ta'ala created the angels. They are honorable creations who do not eat, drink, or sleep. They are neither males nor females. They are created from light and do not reproduce. They never disobey Allah. Rather, they always do what they were ordered to do. The belief in the revealed books. One must believe that Allah Ta'ala revealed some books to some prophets. They were revealed through an angel Jibreel. They were not authored by Jibreel nor by any prophet. They were revealed from Allah. All what is in these books is correct and should not be doubted. However, some of these books, such as Al-Injil and At-Tawrah, were tampered with later on. Al-Qur'an was protected from such tampering, and it will be protected until the Day of Judgment. The proper belief in the prophets. One must believe in all the prophets whom Allah sent. The first prophet was Adam alayhi salam, and the last one was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As mentioned in Al-Qur'an, the prophets are the best creation. They all called the people to Al-Islam. He who seeks a religion other than Islam will be a loser on the Day of Judgment. All the prophets were attributed with truthfulness, honesty, wisdom, courage, and intelligence. It is impossible for any of them to lie, cheat, or to be a coward or stupid. They were all protected from committing blasphemy and enormous sins even before becoming prophets. The proper belief in the Akhirah, the hereafter. One must believe in the hereafter and in life after death. People in their graves may face the enjoyment or the severe torture. Then all people will be resurrected, assembled, and their deeds will be presented to them. Then people will cross over the bridge. Some will enter paradise and live in it forever, and others will be in hellfire. Whoever died as a Muslim will end up in paradise, even if he is tortured first in hellfire for a period of time for the sins he did not repent from. The belief in destiny. One must believe that all what happens in this world, be it good or evil, obedience or sins, belief or blasphemy, it all happens by the eternal will and knowledge of Allah. Allah ordered the people to obey Him, and He loves that from them. He did not order the people to disobey Him, and He does not love disobedience. That means He does not accept from His slaves to disobey Him, and He will accept from His slaves the good deeds. However, the obedience and disobedience exist by the will and the creation of Allah. This does not negate the fact that people have choices and that they are accountable for what they choose and acquire. I ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us to the truth and to what is good and beneficial for us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive our sins and admit us to paradise. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.